Hello, and welcome to my podcast, Tantalizing Nature Stories by Nicole. Fans can now support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. Please also join me on Facebook.com/tantalizingnature. For this episode, I will be reading Dating App Hookup, written and read by myself. Being single has its advantages. I have no one that I have to answer to, or anyone to stress me out worrying about what they are doing. I can do whatever I want, whenever I want, with whoever I want. And no one is going to say a word about it. Of course, there are also some setbacks, like not having someone to call when you need help, or someone to come over when you're feeling sad. The worst is not having consistent sex. I'm one of those girls that really enjoys being pleasured and giving pleasure in return. I had been getting some from this guy that lived a few places over from me. That changed when, out of the blue, he told me he had met someone and had started dating. Of course, it sucked, but I was really happy for him since I had no desire to be in a relationship. I was going to miss some of the things he used to do to me, though. He loved to go down, and he spent a lot of time down there. The actual sex was okay, definitely not mind-blowing, but it wasn't bad either. It was nice too because he didn't take up a lot of my time. We would just hang out late at night, pretending to watch a movie for a few minutes. He usually started by caressing my body. "Can I eat you?" he would whisper in my ear. "Of course you can," I would usually reply. I don't know why he asked. He knew I wanted it. When we were done, he would hang out for a short time. I guessed he didn't want to seem rude by leaving as soon as he was done. Honestly, I would have preferred if he did. Tonight, I was needing some attention and had no idea who I could get some from. I checked my contacts to see if there was anyone I could call that I wouldn't mind coming over for. A little fun. I didn't find anyone. I turned to my social media, but again, I came up with nothing. I had let things go on for so long with my last guy that I hadn't thought about getting a backup. I was so horny tonight that I could feel myself getting wet just thinking about sex. My nipples tingled and my stomach felt tight. I really needed it. So I had to come up with a solution. I decided I would put some porn on and use my pink little vibrator. I didn't use it much as I preferred the real thing. I was going to give it a try to see if it would satisfy my body. I grabbed it out of my hiding spot, which was in a pink box in my closet. I took off my clothes, moaning when I felt the cool air on my hot body. I laid on my bed, taking my phone out to go to one of those free porn sites. I decided I would search for sex with a stranger. It was so hot watching complete strangers enjoy each other's bodies. After a few videos, I slid the vibrator into my extremely wet opening. I cried out as I felt myself wrap around it. I was so ready. It took only a few pumps until I pulsed hard on it. Oh, that felt so good and quick, I thought. I got up and dressed in a tank top and panties. I went out into the living room to watch some TV and relax. I decided on a slasher horror film since they were my favorite. It didn't take long for the first sex scene to come up. It turned my body back on instantly. I wanted the real thing. I wanted touching, kissing, licking, and the smell of good and dirty sex. What was I going to do? I took a look over at my phone and got an idea. Maybe I could use one of those dating or hookup apps to find someone to satisfy my needs. I was worried it might be ho-ish, but honestly, no one else needed to know. And that way, no one could judge me. Plus, I'm an adult, I thought. I can do what I want, when I want, with who I want, right? Grabbing my phone, I went to the App Store to download a dating app. I settled on Tinder. I figured since it was so popular, it would give me a wider selection. Plus, I had heard it was the go-to hookup app. It only took a few minutes to set up. I made sure to use some sexy photos and added that I needed some company tonight. I swiped on guys I thought were attractive and that looked like they might be good in bed. I waited to see if I would get any interest back. It didn't take long before my alerts started going off. There were so many matches that it was a bit overwhelming at first. Most of the guys kind of got rid of themselves. There were the ones that matched but didn't send a message. I don't know if they were waiting for me to be the gentleman or what. Then there were the ones that said hi and then didn't respond after I responded. Or the ones that responded with closed-ended responses. I'm guessing they wanted me to carry on the conversation. There were also the ones that didn't even try to say hi. They just came with the wanna fuck or send nudes. They were definitely not going to be the guy I invited over. Yes, I wanted to get ravished, but I wanted to be treated with at least some decency and respect. I wondered if acting like that really got them any girls. Finally, I matched with this guy that was cute and respectful. Our conversations started heating up after we had been chatting for a bit. He sent me his number so we could continue our conversation off the app. I was so excited when he finally made the move by asking if I wanted company. I messaged back that I would love some. I sent him my address and he said he would be in there in about an hour. That was perfect. It gave me enough time to shower and change. Jumping up, I stripped off my clothes as I walked to the bathroom. The shower felt amazing. I loved the feel of the hot water and soap on my sensitive body. I washed and shaved to make sure I was smooth and fresh. I got dressed quickly in a pair of pink cotton panties, booty shorts, and a tank top. I didn't bother putting on a bra. Having my nipples poking through my shirt would be a turn on. for both him and I. I was filled with a nervous excitement while I waited for him. Finally, I got a text from him that he was about 10 minutes away. After a few minutes, I went by the door to watch for him to pull up. My stomach flip-flopped when I saw his lights turn into my driveway. This felt so naughty, yet extremely exciting. I couldn't wait to see if he really looked like his photos. He took a short time in his car before finally opening the door and stepping out. I could see that he was tall and was wearing jeans, a white t-shirt, and a ball cap. I smiled when I noticed his hat was for the Yankees, which was the team I loved. He gave me a big smile as he approached. He was good looking. Not super hot, but not even close to bad. I wondered what he thought of meeting me in person. Did he think I looked like my pictures? I gave him a hug when he entered. He smelled so good, and I really enjoyed feeling his arms around me. I invited him in. When we stepped back, I showed him into the living room. We both took a seat on the couch. I started the movie I'd already picked out while I waited. It was a slasher film. I absolutely love watching them, and to me, it was perfectly romantic. I jumped up to turn the lights off. I needed to hide my nervousness. I sat down next to him, feeling a little awkward, until he pulled me towards him so he could hold me while we watched the movie. It felt so good in his arms. I could feel the beating of his heart. He was just as nervous as I was. We watched the movie for a bit, letting ourselves get more comfortable with each other. About 30 minutes into the film, he started to make his move. I was ready for him. It was torture waiting. He began by lightly running his hands over my exposed shoulder. My skin felt electrified where he touched. My body felt hypersensitive and excited. His lips fouled next, kissing right above my shoulder. His lips were so soft and warm on my skin. His kisses continued on towards the rise of my breasts. My back automatically arched. I couldn't wait to feel his mouth on my sensitive nipples. They were so hard and aching. My body needed this. He kissed a trail across the top of each breast before sliding my top down. Oh, the cool air on my exposed breasts and nipples sent heat directly down between my legs. I was going to be so wet by the time he made it down there. Your breasts are amazing, he breathed out as he took a few seconds to enjoy the view. Oh my god, I gasped as his lips closed over one and then the other nipple. I could feel my eyes rolling back when he started swirling his tongue around each. I felt his hand slowly sliding down. The anticipation of feeling his fingers touching my most private and sensitive area was driving me crazy. I barely knew him, but I wanted to feel his fingers inside me. The shorts I was wearing weren't tight at all. He easily slid his hand in. He lightly caressed the outside of my panties. I can already feel how wet your pussy is. I am going to enjoy fucking you, he whispered in my ear, while running his finger up and down my slit. I had told him, but there was a little surprise down there. Oh my God, is that a piercing? He asked when his fingers ran over it. It is, I moaned out. Do you like it? That's so fucking hot. I want to see it, he replied. He moved so he could take off my shorts and panties. He spread my legs, smiling at the sight of my wet pussy with the ring piercing. I love your pussy, he says as he reached down to spread my lips. His touch was so soft and sensual. He ran his fingers around my opening, driving me crazy. My body was so close to exploding. My breathing was already ragged. Are you ready to come for me? Oh, yes, I am. That's my good girl, he said. He drove me over the edge when he slid a finger inside while using his thumb to circle my clit. My body tensed as the waves of ecstasy pulsed throughout my body. I could feel my cum running out and down onto the bed. I love how wet your pussy gets, he said with a moan. That's because you're so good, I replied. Oh yeah? Well, let's see how much you enjoy my mouth. I watched as he positioned himself so he could taste my sweet little pussy. Just like with his fingers, his mouth was magical. His tongue licked up and down my wet slit, circling around my engorged clit. He lightly sucked as my hips lifted and my moans became louder and more ragged. He could tell I was ready to come in his mouth. He applied more pressure on my clit while sliding a finger inside. I grabbed his head in my hands while my body stiffened. My pussy quivered in his mouth. Oh God, he knew how to eat pussy, I thought. He didn't stop when my body calmed. Instead, he slid another finger inside me. He lay there watching as he fucked me with his fingers. I spread my legs wider to give him a better view. It made me so hot that he was watching my pussy so closely. I love your pussy, exclaimed. Oh yeah? Well, it is enjoying what you're doing to it. That's a good girl. Are you ready for some cock in your mouth? I smiled down at him. I sure am, I said while licking my lips. I sat up and waited for him to undo his pants and let me see what I was going to be getting. He started with taking his shirt off. His chest was smooth, with a nice six-pack. His pants came off, and then finally he pulled down his boxer briefs. I smiled when he stood up, giving me a good view of his dick. I was pleasantly surprised how big it was. He wasn't just long, but really thick as well. I was definitely going to feel that stretch the inside of me. I crawled forward on my hands and knees and I put him in my mouth. I wanted him to see my ample ass while I sucked him. He was so big, I could only put a portion of him in. I made sure to lick down the sides and suck each of his balls before coming back up to suck on him again. I paid special attention to the head. I could tell by his moans. He really enjoyed that. He pulled back. I think I'm ready to see what your pussy feels like wrapped around this cock. I bit my bottom lip and gave him a sexy smile. I was more than ready to feel him fill me. I raised up on my knees. He came forward to kiss me and reached down to rub my clit. He laid me back and pulled me towards the edge of the bed. He spread my legs and put them over his forearms. The anticipation was killing me. I wanted to know what he was going to feel like inside me. Finally, I felt the pressure of the head of his cock on my opening. My eyes rolled back as he slid himself into my tight pussy. Wow, he went so deep. It hurt a little, but I was enjoying it at the same time. I could feel myself wrapped so tightly around him. Oh God, he moaned. You're so tight. Fucking you is going to be amazing. Oh yeah, you can have me whenever you want. I groaned out as my body started climbing towards exploding. With each methodical thrust, I climbed higher. My breathing became more and more ragged. I gripped the sheets with my fingertips as the waves of ecstasy came crashing over me. That's right. Come on this dick, he said with a moan. Yes, it's so good, I cried out. My cum ran out of me and down the crack of my ass. Oh my God, my bed was going to be so wet in this spot, I thought. He pulled out and flipped me over onto my hands and knees. He stayed standing off the side of the bed. My feet were hanging off the bed and my ass was pushed up to the edge. I made sure to put my head down on the bed and arched my back for him. I was expecting to feel his dick, but instead he knelt down to bury his face in my wet pussy. Ooh, I exclaimed, feeling his tongue licking up and down my slit. He ate me until he could tell I was ready to orgasm again. Standing up, he slammed his large cock deep into me. I screamed into the bed. His thrusts were long and hard. My orgasm was so intense, I could barely take it. I reached back to push him a little back, but he grabbed my wrist and reached down for my other. He held my arms behind me and pounded my pussy. I'm sure anyone walking by could hear my screams. And then the slapping sound of his body on mine. His thrusts became frenzied and hard. I knew he was about to come. A few hard strokes later, his body stilled. His hot cum shot into me. His cock throbbed for a few seconds. He held his cock inside me for a short time before giving my ass a slap and pulling out. I didn't move right away. I let him watch his cum spill out of me. I smiled as I got up. I really needed this tonight, and he gave it to me just right. We got dressed, and he went off to the bathroom to clean up. When he came out, we said our goodbyes, but made sure to make plans for him to come back in a few nights. After he left, I played the night over in my head. It was crazy, yet exciting night that I couldn't wait to repeat. Thank you for listening to Tantalizing Nature, Stories by Nicole. Remember, fans can now support the show with a monthly subscription starting at $3 a month with no commitment. A link can be found in the description. Please also join me on facebook.com/tantalizingnature.